October 27th, 2013, afternoon service. Today we are going to look at Psalm 30 by David. Let us read. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. It says he cries out to the Lord, and God healed David. That is what we must do. We cry out to the Lord instead of falling into despair, and he will come forth to heal us, to comfort us, and to help our problems to be solved. It says in the third verse, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Here the words like grave or pit mean destruction. So if we follow the Lord, we will not fall into the grave or the pit. But even if we did, he is capable of lifting us up out of them. I put an illustration in a newsletter, a blind guiding another blind, and both of them falling into a pit. When a person is approaching to a pit, usually he does not see it. Jesus also said to the Pharisees that, you serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? The word Gehenna is used here to describe hell. So Jesus was telling Pharisees and lawyers that their work was leading them to destruction and hell. But they did not listen to Jesus nor repented because they did not see it. They did not see what they were doing. We would not know that unless God teaches us and warns us. Just like when we had a big earthquake in Kobe, there were some people who felt uneasy right before the earthquake, and then they stepped outside only to be hit by the quake, which flattened the houses. So if they did not listen to the prompting of the God Spirit to get out of the house, they would have been dead. God's instruction and prompting is like that. And we all need God's guidance. As you know, we have been publishing newsletters. When we started it, I sent one of those to some people from the church where I used to be a member of. I used to go there in my 20s, and there are some people who are still a member there. There's a man who is several years older than me, and I used to look up to him as a mentor. Some months after I had sent out the newsletter, he called me here at the church and then saying that he did not want to receive the newsletter anymore. And some weeks later, another one also called me and said the same thing. It did not make me mad, but it made me sad because I wanted to share the revelation from God with them, and I wanted to tell them so because they used to be my fellow brothers, but they did not see it. That makes me worry that what they might be experiencing as we enter into the Great Tribulation era. I just have to keep praying for them. And the verse 3 says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, and I should not go down to the pit. In my life too, the Lord has picked me up from the pit. And sometimes it becomes very clear that you were in the pit only after you were rescued out of it. Now I look back and I realize that I used to share the same belief with those brothers from the other church. And I used to believe that I would be lifted up before the tribulation. But eventually I was guided away from those traps. And I am where I am now. The verse 4 and 5. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, for his anger endureth for but a moment, but his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. This says God does get angry, but this is more like parents getting upset when their children do something wrong and they discipline the children. You have seen the little kids crying, banging on the door, begging his mom to open the door, or running after mom crying when an upset mom is walking really fast ahead of the kids. It makes me always wonder what they did to get the parents so upset. God is like those parents, and His anger is only to discipline us and never out of hate or malice. And when we get slapped, we are forced to be back onto the right path, and it is only for a benefit. I was like that too. I didn't understand the importance of discipline when I was a kid, and I was upset that my math teacher was always on my case and then hitting me. But I ended up performing very well in math. We all need discipline, even as a grown-up. We are all like little kids. My wife told me that some people are forever child, and even my mother treated me like a little kid even after I reached my 40s. It does not matter if you are in your 40s, 50s, or 60s. In God's eye, we are all acting like little children. And when we do something wrong, He scolds us. The parents would not spank you after you reach your adulthood, but God is different. He would still scold us, so we might weep for a night, but joy comes in the morning. From my experience, I think God is very easy on us, considering the wrongs we did and sins that we have committed. But when we are so stupid, God slaps us really hard, and when we get that kind of punishment, we know that it's from God. When someone is going through that kind of process, I usually keep my mouth shut. When you see someone being punished severely in a very obvious way, I know where this is coming from, and I don't say anything because I know that they know that this is from God. If they don't know that it is from God, well, that's a hopeless case. Even with our natural parents, if they punish us today for the things that we did a year ago, we would be like, oh, what is that for? We could remember the things that we did 5 minutes ago, but not a year ago. God is like that too. He makes it very clear to us, and He disciplines us in a way that we know that it is from God. But if you don't see that, well, that is a very hopeless case. I have also experienced a severe punishment from God, too. And I knew it was from God. I can't tell you when that happened, but one day, I could not move my body. And I could not get out of my bed. I was fine the day before, but the next day, I could not move. My wife was worried, but I knew exactly what that was. So I started repenting. Eventually, the movement of my body started coming back in a day or so. So I think this weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's true. It took me one day to realize and one day to repent. But for those who refuse to see and refuse to repent, God is persistent to make us see it. You see people who get hit by the same thing over and over and over again. But if you repent rapidly, His wrath will not last for a long time, and the joy comes in the morning. And as you know, whipping is a painful punishment, also leaves a mark on your flesh. Human being does not learn easily without pain, so when we receive painful punishment, we better be quick to repent. The verse 6, and in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou did hide thy face, and I was troubled. The important thing here is that we are not to be moved. We are not to be bounced around or pushed around place to place. If you look at the Revelation chapter 6 verse 12, and beheld when we had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Earthquake brings lot of moving and shaking, and darkened sun could mean the light is covered by our sins, which does shake our foundations. The verse 13, and the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree cast her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Here, stars of heaven is Abraham's descendants. They have all become earthly beings. A good example is the fact that many churches in the United States are yielding to accept homosexuality and bending the meanings of the Bible to the earthly standard. The verse 14, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Scroll is the word, the Bible. The Bible back then was written in a scroll. Since people are bending the message of the Bible, the words are vanishing from the heaven. It means that there will be no heavenly-minded churches and all will become earthly-minded. This is a sealed message about the future of the church. And there will be a lot of moving and shaking happening. So it is like you have been walking on a narrow and difficult path, and someone pushes you over to a different path without you even noticing it. And one day you kind of realize that your walk has been easy and the path has been very wide, and find out that you are actually heading for destruction. This kind of things will happen more and more, especially in the end time. But if the Lord protects, you will not be moved. But the general prophecy in the Bible is that in the end time, many will move towards destruction, including those who claim to be Christians or descendants of the right blood, and all will be like the Pharisees. The Pharisees were a good example. But Jesus came to the earth, and he was the end time of the Old Testament era, and all the priests were descendants of Aaron. And they thought they were in the right place socially and spiritually, but actually they were so far off from Jesus who was walking the straight path of righteousness. And all the lawyers were seated at the feet of Moses, and they were the most privileged ones in the society, and they were so off the course. That's why Jesus called the Pharisees and lawyers brood of vipers. It is our nature to move towards destruction. But if God casts his eyes upon us, we will not be moved, as this Psalm of David says. Our church is so blessed to have God's grace to keep us unmovable. And that's why we are able to understand the Bible as it is written. The teachings of the Bible has not changed since the beginning of time. The correct interpretation is, we will be lifted up after the tribulation, not before the tribulation. And then we did not move when others were saying the different thing. The Bible is also saying how the church would be at the end time. But many fail to see it because they're moving around with their doctrines. In order to see this, you need to stay still in one place where the Bible tells us to be. If we are moving around, we won't be able to see it. From verse 8, I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, thy my helper. Thou hast turned for my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. He may not take away your mourning, but he can turn that into dancing if you follow him. As you follow him, you will see many aspects of him. his wrath, his profile, and his face. As you know, we have a book coming out, and this is a project we have been praying about and working on for 2 years. We had a friend who came all the way to Remnant Church before, and then he connected us to a publisher a while ago. He introduced us to a publishing company and told them about our website and so on, and I ended up having a phone conversation with the publisher. In the end, the book did not come out from them, but that gave us a desire to press in with the idea of publishing a book. And after that, we figured that we did not want to write a book that compromises our belief just to make the publisher happy. So we looked for a way to self-publish the book. And it took time. But now the book is finally coming out and it's printed, though I have not seen them yet. And I hear that there are already orders from the bookstores. So this, to me, is like God turning our mourning into dancing. And I think it is because we have been obedient to the Lord. Though we had many struggles, the path for publishing opened up in the end. So this psalm saying that God turns our mourning into dancing is the reality. He might discipline us, but he also rewards us and blesses us. In order to see his hand moving, we need faith and patience. But his blessing is real. We experience this as a reality in our lives. And the faith we cultivate will be so needed as we enter into the great tribulation. So as we follow the Lord, all things are benefiting us, even when we don't even know it.